Thorns may hurt you, men desert you, and sunshine turn to fog. But you're never friendless ever, if only you own a dog. Actually, it wasn't the hedgehog I had my eye on at first. It was a large, fat, yellow, brown, and orange chicken. My wife, on the other hand, was partial to a medium-sized purple elephant. That's when we checked to make sure the aisle was empty, lined up all our top choices, and let Windsor choose. He went right for the long green dragon. What? What on earth is he thinking? The dragon, of course, made by far the loudest squeak. But our vigorously tail-wagging, prancing, flouncing, so obviously excited, happy pup had made his choice. I actually snuck in the little hedgehog, mostly because it makes a hedgehog sound rather than a loud squeak. He likes it a little. The day after Thanksgiving began with the rest of the cleanup for us. Thanks to that turkey, COVID-19, our usual 12 to 20 people had been carved down to just 6 adults. Still, we collectively made a remarkable mess, particularly because we threw in my wife's birthday celebration as well. You know, the one where your big gift is your Medicare card. In any event, after the dishes, we got dressed appropriately and took our rapidly growing Labradoodle to Pet Supplies, Inc., where they have 3 huge metal tubs, tethers to attach Fido to a rung on the wall, a shower-like nozzle that sprays warm water, and a warmed air hairdryer perched on the wall that looks like the vacuum you put money into at a do-it-yourself car wash. If you've ever owned a dog, especially a big one, you know there were a whole lot of laughs that followed. There's nothing quite like a large wet dog, post multiple shakes, trying to catch the air from the dryer in his mouth and even with his paws. The point? A thoroughly enjoyable morning. Sure, we had our masks on, but otherwise there was no hint of the viral onslaught. People who don't own a pet might think that washing a big, dirty dog was a chore. I guess that's one of the wonderful things about an animal who loves you so perfectly, so unconditionally, so, well, graciously, if grace means bestowing goodwill on one who is undeserving. Then it's no coincidence that the letters of God and dog form a palindrome. Palindromes are words whose inner letters reflect each other. Have you ever noticed that unconditional love is the attribute assigned most frequently to both? We, like everyone, have all sorts of problems. Troubles at work, troubles in the family, health issues and mental health issues, financial issues, legal issues, aging issues, and of course we all deal with societal issues that seem inescapable. But let me tell you, they are escapable. Just go wash your dog. If you don't have one, get one. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. No one who ever had a dog could doubt your existence, that you would make such a perfect companion for us. Let your spirit encourage us each day to try and view others through the same eyes with which our canine friend sees us, forgiving, understanding, patient, loyal, and yes, loving. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.